The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up. And today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. All right, the review of the goofiness, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Many people thought over this last weekend. No, that does not appear to be the case, but as soon as it can be, let it happen, Lord. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I just don't know. I'm just lucky, I guess. Blessed, I guess. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Jacob and I will tell you everything you need to know is coming up in this next sentence. Take all of your personal media understanding from the internet, from books, from television, from radio, put it all together and understand that this is the key. We don't know what we're doing. There. We have no idea what's going to happen. And in relationship to that, we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Now, in this particular audience, there are people that are prayer warriors. And I mean warriors. They pray, they seek, they petition, they bring supplication with thanksgiving. They bring their requests before the Lord. Hey, here's a question. What can our prayer warriors in the audience and people here in the studio, what can our prayer warriors pray for you about? That's the question. Pretty easy. Pretty simple. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you have something that you need prayer for, if something's going on and you need a little bit of help, hey, don't sit there by yourself and pout. That won't help anybody. Let's petition the Lord and put everything that we have ever believed on the altar before the Lord and say, all you can do this. And we believe you can do this, and we ask you to do this. That simple. So if you want to do that, you can just simply call us, 972-445-0770. Of course, you can do it without calling us, but you can also call us, and we can join you in it. 972-445-0770. But I will tell you, when you call 972-445-0770, well, you'll be talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like hitting into the week with great faith and expectation.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. We want to be praying for people. People got needs. People got stuff going on. You know what? We want to help. You're thinking, why do you want help? Because when we have problems, we need help. So we figured, hey, if we do exactly what Jesus said, you know, what did he say to do? Well, he said this in John 13, 34, 35, love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. That love that we have for one another, that's a testimony. It's like, I don't like the witness. Hey, love your brother the way that Jesus loved you. That is the witness. Well, I can't preach very good. You know what? Do very good. Do the right thing before the Lord. And the Bible also says in Galatians, carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. A witness and a way to honor the Lord. Caring for one another, taking care of one another, blessing one another, encouraging one another, strengthening one another, lifting each other up. I mean, you can just see. In one day, everybody thought it's over. That's how on edge a lot of people are. Hey, I got a message for you. It's over when God says it's over. So let's bring it to its right place. Everything we bring before the Lord and surrender to him. You going through something tough? Are you having a really difficult time? You don't really understand what the purpose is. You don't understand all the elements that are going on. Welcome to Being a Christian 101. Here's your next answer. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. No, there you go. Just hearing that will help some of you. Just apply it. Use it with faith. The Word of God not mixed with faith does not help you. The Word of God mixed with faith is life for you. So if you've got something going on, if you've got a prayer request and you got that going on, hey, we want you to respond. In fact, if you've got a praise report, I came across something in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, how Paul talked about how he would share the truth and the testimonies of God, and that in sharing that, that would bless people. It's so important to share the things that the Lord has done for you. Small, medium, and large, all of them count, because it really does encourage you when you share what God has done in your own life. It really does bless other people. Because we know that God is active in the community and it honors the Lord. So if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, if you've got something going on, if the Lord's showing you something and you're just like, I just want to bounce this off somebody and make sure I'm not losing it, all that stuff, we are available for that. You can simply call us at the 972-445-0770 number. You can also text us. I know that's weird, but wait, listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego. It doesn't matter whether you're in Denver, Dallas, or Detroit. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're hearing this, you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. I'll say it again a little slower because people ask me to all the time. They don't ask me to do this voice, but I do it anyway. 214-210-8483. You can text that number as well. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D. That's how you spell David. david@hemustincrease.org. One address, it gets to me. Takes a little while. Crawls through the Chromebook. Crawls very slowly through the Chromebook, but it gets there, and that's what's important. So if you've got a prayer request, a praise report, something going on, do not hesitate. I will give you a quick update on the moving, but not quite yet. But I do want you to be aware that Noelle and I are in the midst of the move. So this week, this weekend, next week, the move will be a week from Friday. And we will be furiously putting together boxes and things of that nature. Keep us in prayer. We would appreciate that very much. In the meantime, I do want you to know we're going to jump into the Word of God because I want you to catch this next portion that Paul's talking about. Kind of, it's not controversial. It's just taught like in multiple approaches. So I'm just going to share kind of my take on it, which does not mean that if you've heard it taught differently, that's bad, mine's bad, anything's bad. Just listen to what's going on and you'll pick up on it pretty fast. Here's what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20. It says, but in a great house there are many vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, that would be the dishonor line, they will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for their master, prepared for every good work. So let's understand this. There's a couple of people that think that the differential in the silver and gold and the wood and clay means that everybody who's doing it right is silver and gold, and everybody who's wood and clay is not doing it right. That's my take on that. It's this, I think, and I'll lean towards this. And again, you don't have to be on my side with this, but not all gold, silver, wood, and clay. Everybody's one of them, but not all of them are always honorable. There's also dishonorable, even if they're gold or silver. The thing about gold or silver is it just seems so valuable and it's shiny. But in many texts, and I would tend to agree, this is identified as false teachers. People that teach dishonorably. We're advised to cleanse ourselves from these dishonorable vessels, whether they're shiny gold, silver, wood, or clay, because regardless of that outward appearance, whether they're that rugged wood, whether they're clay at the core of things, false teachers who promote themselves or any kind of singular doctrine, or they're just focused on one doctrine, that doesn't help and it doesn't lead to Jesus. The doctrines and teachings that guide us need to be useful for our master in our service to our master, and those are the ones that are honorable. And so I want you to understand this because it's an important point for you and I to grasp, so I want to kind of dive into this just a little bit. The importance of connecting the verse 20 and 21 is pretty critical in understanding the text. It's telling us not to associate with people who are false teachers or people who pervert the faith with their words. That would include people who are in any form of leadership or any form of communication that are perverting it. They're perverting the teachings of Christ. These individuals are considered to be polluted and not honorable, and we need to cleanse ourselves from that. A person who proclaims to be a Christian but contradicts biblical teaching, somebody who's so focused. In fact, even when you get into Titus and you get into the word heretic means somebody who focuses so singular they cannot see beyond the one point, and that's why they don't have a balance of doctrine. So a person who claims to be a Christian but contradicts the Bible teaching is somebody we need to keep somewhat of a distance from. You got to be careful. It's not that we can't share a casual soda with them, but what we've got to do is guard against their influence in our lives. Let me just say that again. It's not that you can't share a soda. Of course you can share a soda. What you got to be on guard for is their influence, especially if their influence is hyper focused on a singular doctrine, and it's just all that they're about. It's like, that's not, Jesus didn't just teach one thing. In fact, this is one of the major things on comment boards and all these communities, all these social things. I just read it yesterday. This person said, all Jesus ever taught us to do was love. Love until the very end. That is absolutely false. That's a false teaching. A false influence. In fact, the word believe is used 183 times in the Gospels, where love is used 42 times. So between love and believe, what do you think the Lord's looking for? Get it? Okay, so that's really important. And so what God is trying to communicate to us using Paul teaching Timothy is that we want to be a vessel for honor. Do you want to honor the Lord as a vessel? Well, that means we need to be sanctified, and that's what the passage says. It says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, they'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master. You want to be separated from things that influence you that don't honor the Lord. You want to be ready and set apart for the Lord. After all, Christianity is not life insurance, and it's not fire insurance. It's eternal living with God assurance if we're living for God. In other words, you get to live forever with him if you're really there. There's a lot of people that say they're there and they're not there. You and I both, we all know that. So what we need to do is be prepared for every good work. This is really an awesome point because in our DNA, the A stands for always be ready, which is synonymous with being prepared for everything and every good work. So listen to this in context. Now, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the later, the dishonorable vessels, they will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for their master, prepared for every good work. We got to be ready. We got to be prepared. We're ready to be used by God for whatever the Lord wants, sanctified, set apart for his glory and his honor. Sometimes that requires us making a little bit more distance from those who have a little bit of a whack-a-doodle theology. Does that mean I can't have a soda with them? No, it doesn't say that. What it says is not to be influenced by those people. Make a distance, make an understanding that you need to be aware of what those influences are. What you're looking for is simply this. I get on the radio and I talk a lot. Okay, you think that's fair? I talk a lot. Okay, that's fair. If what I'm saying never helps you get closer to the Lord, stop listening. If what I'm sharing doesn't challenge you to draw closer to the Lord, stop. Don't listen. What you have to do as a steward of the great truths of God, being called into an eternal relationship with God, is listen to the things that are being communicated, not just by me, but by everybody. And if those things can help you draw closer to the Lord, if those things will help you move towards the Lord, if they help you operate better in the Lord, then that is an honorable element. But if you and I are engaging in things and those teachings and influences do not help us further the kingdom of God, honor Jesus Christ, spend time with the Lord, get away from it, whether it's this show or anything. I know that you can't say that, Dave. Yeah, of course I can. This is not about who's your favorite teacher, who's this. There's one superstar. His name is Jesus Christ. There is nobody else and nothing else for which you are living. And if what you're engaging with and allowing your brain to eat and your heart to eat, your spirit to eat, is not helping you get closer, get away. This or any other show or any other teachers or any other ministry. If it ain't helping you, what are you doing? You get that? Wow, that's a tough teaching on a Monday, huh? Bam! I'm telling people not to listen to our radio show. If it doesn't help you, don't. That's my answer. Okay? All right, here you go. Take a deep breath. The next part's a little funnier, but it's still a serious subject. Here we go. Here's your first trivia question. Again, I can't give you the reference to this because why? If I do, you'll automatically know, but you should know this, and here it is. What book in the Bible between Job, Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, what book in the Bible says to everything there is a season? What book in the Bible, in the poetry section, for those who are trying to figure out what's the poetry section, and that's going to be Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. What of those books, which one has the to everything there is a season? I will give you one hint, just because it's fun, and that is there was a very popular song called To Everything, Turn and Turn and Turn. I'll just let you guys figure it out from there. Before we take any calls or anything else, I got to send you up to the website. Let me tell you this, and I'm just going to be – I've been doing a pretty good job. I hate asking for money. It's just one of the things I don't like, but the Lord said you've got to do that. That's part of the process, so I'm doing it, trying to be as obedient as I can. This move is coming much more out of our pocket than anything the ministry is giving Noelle and I. We put a lot of it on a credit card, which is not – or we don't have any problem with that. But the giving has been down, and we need the giving to go back up. So if you're in a position to give, do it. That would really help us. Thanks. And then on top of that, the book is there, the new book, The Faith That Pleases God. It's in audio, it's in ebook format, and it's in print format. If you want to check it out on the website, you can. Anybody can get the book. If you can't afford the $4.95 or the $6.95 or the $2.99 or $1.99, $2.99, tell us and we'll pay for it and make sure that you get it. Okay? All right. Check it all out on the website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I just want to say, anybody who watched that cartoon when you were younger, you're smiling. You know you're smiling. That's funny. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. We do want to give them that opportunity, so let us do so. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is the basement.
This is the basement. Yeah. There's no basement in the Alamo.
There is a basement in Alamo, in a contemporary Alamo.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, my brother. Let me set up the trivia question, then you can answer it. Which book of the poetry books in the Bible says, to everything there's a season? Is that Job, Psalms, Proverbs, or Ecclesiastes?
Well, that wasn't in the Bible. That was one of the music band, the Birds.
One of the Birds. It was the Birds. That's right. But which book is it in?
No, it's a book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
That is correct, Amanda! That is correct. You are right, sir. I know. That's the one thing is that people are like, wait, that whole song was based on Ecclesiastes 3? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I mean, that's what it was. Is there to everything there? I mean, it's just like it's so good. Anyway, how you doing? How's your weekend?
Good. Intense in a way because of that attack on Israel. So,
yes.
Actually,
That was it.
I have been praying since Saturday, Saturday and between Sunday night. I just prayed most of my night. I wasn't able to sleep. So,
what did you think of the end result? The end result was that Israel. They certainly did well in the exchange. Although I'm not sure our country did all the
yes.
right things.
And
I believe
that was the answer of the prayers and God's protection because the God's people have been praying and will be praying.
Yep.
So that otherwise, humanly speaking, it wasn't possible that there won't be any casualty. Yes, God could have protected them. Technology could have protected them, but there should have been a lot of casualty, but the way God protected and intervened through the technology, and that's a big miracle, because they've been attacked from all 3-4 different directions.
You know, what people need to recognize, first of all, the scriptures don't suggest that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It commands us. It says pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
So that's something everybody should be doing. But how it all breaks down is we've got to be a little careful. There's nothing wrong with trying to figure it and put it together, but a little careful by saying this event means this, this event means this. It's like sometimes this event means the forerunning to just the people of God being attacked, and everybody should be well aware of that. That would be the one thing I would say.
Yeah, I mean, my prayer is that according to God's promises, He will protect Israel because they are the apple of His eye. So whoever touches them, they are trying to touch God's eye. So that's. But as a human, I have a sympathy and that I want nobody will get hurt, any citizen of Israel, regardless of whatever they believe.
Right. Yeah. Regardless
that
of
God
your eschatology,
protect them.
For that. Yep, that's
and, right. Yes, and we ought to be praying not just for Jerusalem, but for all Israel, and it's a command.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Excellent job, yeah, brother. So, very good work.
Shall I say a prayer so that the people will, I would love to people be keep praying for Israel.
You got about 25 seconds, so lift up a prayer for us and lead us in it.
Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity, and we bring Israel before your throne of grace and ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to put a hedge of protection around them, surround them, over them and beneath them, and bless them with your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So we should all be praying for it. So that's a good job, little brother. I appreciate that. Very, yeah. Very good work. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Oh, and remember, there is a basement.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Okay. All right, folks. Now, if you are in San Diego, if you are in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, you can go to hemusincrease.org and listen up. If you're in Dallas, just hang out on the app or on the radio. We'll take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried? Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.